what you are hearing is the virtual solo ukulele playing of Dr. Panasoffsky. Open up another award-winning podcast. Thus far, we have won the award the best podcast in PRC, and we are proud to bear that title.
I love starting when fruitcake's away. That way you get a word in edgewise. And this is the eve of it. Actually, this is our first gig at the Coffee TRC in a couple of months. Because last month we played at the Kuzuswatz's when it happens.
At the Kuzuswatz's, yes we did.
Yeah, with the Dorkies gig. So this is a triumphant return from some fun and experimental shows, perhaps a return to form. So explain to me the dance contest while I have you. And what do you have in mind?
I've wanted to explain the dance contest
to you because I had an idea, but I want to hear what you were more imagining.
I was imagining a contest wherein people were twisting and fruging to the various stylings of the conspiracy of the insignificant, and their twisting and so-called fruging would be based upon their interpretation of whatever said music, said conspiracy would play. Now, the sticking point in this seems to be with who is going to judgingness of...
I think it's only fair that we judge. We're the only ones who are going to... The audience kind of comes and goes, and some people are... We'll be the only one watching the audience, because they'll be busy watching us. If you follow my way of thinking.
Well,
and we're the only ones
do.
Who really know if they're interpreting our songs.
Well, see, here's the original idea. Now, granted, the original idea has changed some.
Okay.
But the original idea was...
Well, we would have had a panel.
That it would be a fully interpretive dance contest, wherein the dancers are interpreting the music that's being played. The dancing...
No debate.
You're
not Jewish.
The interpretive dancing is then interpreted by a third party not affiliated with the band. See, ideally these judges would be... Ideally these people would be judges who had never have heard the band before.
Right.
So it would be fresh interpretation upon the interpretation of the dancing upon
the interpretation.
Correct.
Now you've got
So that was the original idea. Now, what actually is going to happen, I don't know, and it doesn't really matter.
No, originally I think we were going to be able to get Ms. P, my wardrober, and whatnot, and our wardrober, actually. She made those fabulous t-shirts. To get us a panel of judges, but she has fallen beneath the wheel of...
She may be missing
tonight
from her bedside.
Well, I'm hoping she didn't have, it wasn't bad, but I guess Dave came, so I guess it's okay. I guess it's all right. It's okay. It's all right. And all three of us are here for a change, so that there will be a dance contest tonight. And somebody will take home a pound of the world's finest coffee. Finest coffee in the world. Maybe to be a boy, maybe to be a girl. See, you already have the thing going. The three-string ukulele found at a yard sale. Now everybody has to go out and find a public domain copy of Studs Lonigan. Because everybody loves Studs Lonigan.
Studs.
Studs.
Studsy.
Or you might want to be a house painter. You gotta be a saxophone player. So I buy $83, 46 for lessons, and then you go hock the thing. And don't tell me you didn't, don't tell me, because I found it. I found the phone ticket right in there.
I made it stop there, but I'm sure you missed something really excellent, possibly the best thing that will ever happen during this podcast that will never have happened. What I find it hard to believe is, with my voice the way it is, I'm getting ready to sing a set this evening. This should be good. But we had the Buffalo Tacos.
Buffalo Tacos.
Straight down the Mar Street. New Mexico is especially New Mexico-y today. I have to admit, there's a vibe in the air. A certain level of dust and dryness in the mountains. Rising like demented breasts against the horizon. To close, they're sorry for the inconvenience. They apologize. If you're in the middle of something, the information you're working on might be lost. No, I'm going to be spiteful and not send the error report. Used to have somebody follow him around and record it.
Every hero needs their theme music.
Darn right. Just like professional wrestling, your entrance music. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. Alright, we're back. And we have a special guest in a Shins t-shirt. He's got the Esteban. Now it's his turn.
Hollow translucent. You make me see through the lies. I'm sick of the back of your head as I see it through your eyes. All that I can see, how can we occupy the same reality?
Come on, kids. Pull out your fake books, everybody. Yeah, real freeform, buddy. I like how you do that. That Dr. Panasovsky, you give him anything and... And he can play instruments like there's nothing else like it.
Don't look at me.
I forgot where I put my guitar pick.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you got it, you sneaky little...
You sneaky little bastard.
You weaselly little... You... And then, of course, there's always...
So I buy $83, 46 for lessons, and then you go off. Don't tell me you didn't, don't tell me. I found the phone.
Oh,
I sense.
Wanna hang out in town tonight? Bar top? Sit
up, man. I like that this is kind of like twist music. So you didn't see the movie Hard Candy, did you? Did you see the movie Hard Candy? Oh, I know you saw the movie Hard Candy. Alright, it made him sick. So we won't be talking about that now, but later. Later anything can happen. Symbolizes man's struggle with the concepts of an inordinate number of strings stretched over an object that was bought from a catalog.
That's a bloody symbol of your struggle against reality.
What's reality?
Reality, your reality,
and my reality. Yeah, or his reality. How do we all know that this isn't all his podcast?
All I know is I walked into the holodeck and now I'm here.
Well, that's not my fault.
Contact those who share your interest in a project.
Hello? I'm calling Paulie Shore. I say, remember that tape you got? I know that chick, man.
Since this world has
has to submit, because it doesn't like the rules by which I play. And I don't like its leaders. I don't like its laws. And I'm not gonna die for its cause. Demented.
All the little
baby instruments we need. That's what it is. None of these big boy instruments.
That's what happens when you actually have Esteban pick up the Esteban.
Yeah, that's it. Then it was
the whole world springs into music.
I like girls with dimply asses.
Hey, when do you get glasses?
Oh, that's right, you're gonna be a four eyes.
No, what are you doing?
That's a news break.
Hey, glasses are in.
Podcast news break. The only one who isn't a four eyes right now will be soon.
.75.
A slight shift in visual acumen.
I didn't like any of the lenses they had. The ones I didn't like the box that people had turned in their old glasses from the 50s and got new glasses from. Those are the better ones.
Have you checked out the post office of uptown?
None of them seem to help my vision.
Aw, gee. Don't you hate when that happens?
I'll get some. I just come down to Mexico. Or at least lens crafters or something. We'll join this podcast.
Oh, goody. Oh, there you go. That's the instrument of the century.
Hop in the car and take a ride on Pershing.
Podcast listeners, the slack jawed expression is 2/3 of the banjo shtick, I've got to tell you. If you can't see the slack jawed expression.
A little less guitar. Makes you turn to slack jawed.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, Josh, you should grab a little Walmart guitar.
I got the Walmart guitar, the Martin guitar, I got the guitar.
Guts were injured in the making of this podcast. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
It was kind of like a new folk, tribal, fusion, ethnic folk dance. Sotras, it's official, folks. Travel from anywhere in the world. Come to TRC for Fiesta, and you too can see us perform.
New World Drummers.
Los Nuestros are opening for us, you know. Nosotros. The conspiracy of Los Nosotros, yeah! I think we ought to invade their set.
Wise Fool, Liquid Cheese, Cole Mitchell, New World Drummers, Nosotros, Conspiracy of the Insignificant. It's a ridiculous looking schedule.
That's because they knew if you guys played first, everyone would leave. Yeah.
That's about the size of it.
Wow.
And on that note...
Hey, I mean that in the best way.
Need I remind you all, this has been a Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories and Archive production. In association with Mentor and
that's
how all that goes.
Yeah, you guys are headlining.
That's
just ridiculous.
Now I gotta go look, but while I go look, you guys tune in next time.
Yeah,